Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. DC Comics recently withdrew three upcoming variant covers from artist Daction after allegations surfaced that the covers were partially created using generative artificial intelligence. The incident, exposed by Rich Johnston at Bleeding Cool, prompted DC to reaffirm their commitment to original artist work and initiate an investigation. Award-winning colorist Jose Villarubia flagged the artwork with a 99% probability rating on a popular AI detector. And while Daction adamantly denies the use of AI, noting his traditional hand-drawn approach, he has yet to provide process videos for the disputed covers. Instead, DC has replaced the covers with work from veteran artists Dave Johnson, Cully Hamner, and Dan Panosian, each boasting over 30 years of industry experience. Daction, defending his techniques and reputation, has expressed his intention to share communications with DC to shed light on his creative process, thus demonstrating respect for his collaborators amidst the ongoing controversy.
In a sweeping move across the banking industry, the focus on artificial intelligence is intensifying, with Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon highlighting significant demand for AI-related infrastructure and finance. Banking chiefs are touting notable achievements in AI, with the sector seeing it as pivotal for augmenting productivity, enhancing customer service, and driving efficiency, all while upholding security and quality standards. JP Morgan Chase stands as a frontrunner in AI adoption, boasting over 20 experts and a rapidly growing suite of AI applications set to potentially reshape its workforce. Bank of America's AI-powered assistant, Erica, demonstrates the increasing reliance on technology to handle customer interactions efficiently. Investment giant BlackRock sees AI as a key factor in boosting productivity, potentially increasing it by 30%, which could have substantial economic benefits, including wage growth and inflation management. Despite the optimism, there's caution in the air, with leaders like Charles Schwab CEO Walter Bettinger recognizing the need for the technology to mature and regulators to step in to guide its development. The industry acknowledges the transformative potential of AI, likening its impact to historical leaps such as the steam engine and the internet, setting the stage for a technological revolution in the financial sector. A groundbreaking advance in cancer detection has been made with the invention of a new AI-powered test that requires just a single drop of blood to identify three deadly cancers. In early experiments, this new tool demonstrated the ability to distinguish between patients with pancreatic, gastric, or colorectal cancer and healthy individuals, with an accuracy rate ranging from 82% to 100%. The machine learning technology works by analyzing metabolites in blood samples, spotting biomarkers indicative of cancer, with current diagnostic methods for these cancers relying largely on imaging and surgical procedures. The new test's minimal blood requirement and quick processing time represent a significant step forward. Experts stress, however, that widespread clinical application is still years away, as extensive testing and regulatory review are needed. Despite the challenges ahead, the potential impact of this test is immense, with the potential to reduce undiagnosed cases of these cancers by 20% to 50% in large-scale screenings, particularly in rural China. If successful in further development and validation, this test could dramatically improve early cancer detection, especially in regions with limited access to medical care.
Apple has made a significant acquisition in the AI sector, snapping up Paris-based startup Datacalab, which has been recognized for its work with prominent clients like the French government and Disney. The acquisition, finalized in December 2023, could be a strategic move for Apple, significantly as the company prefers to process data on device, placing a high value on user privacy. Datacalab's expertise in creating efficient, low-power AI algorithms aligns with Apple's approach to integrating AI into its devices without compromising performance. Industry experts are interpreting this move as part of Apple's broader strategy to enhance its devices with advanced AI capabilities, and it is expected to shape the features in the upcoming iOS 18. Apple is seemingly focused on device AI processing to ensure user data remains secure and to improve response times, moving away from cloud dependency. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has suggested that this development could hint at the features of the iPhone 16 Pro's powerful new chip. The tech community is eagerly anticipating Apple's reveal at WWDC 2024, where the company will showcase how these generative AI features can assist users in their daily activities. Elon Musk's social media platform has initiated tests on AI-generated news summaries through its new tool, Grok, targeting early adopters this April. Although touted for its real-time content aggregation capabilities, Grok has stumbled over jokes, context, and misinformation in its summaries, fueling concerns over accuracy. The move to replace the trending section for paying users with these AI-driven updates spotlights Grok's problematic parsing of current events. In instances such as misinterpreting the solar eclipse and misconstruing NBA player Klay Thompson's missed shots as a brick vandalism spree, the AI's inability to grasp nuances is evident. More concerning was Grok's blunder about O.J. Simpson's death, where it failed to recognize the satirical nature of the discourse. Misfires in information processing peaked when Grok sourced and amplified misinformation about Iran launching missiles at Israel, showing the perils of AI-generated news devoid of human oversight. These issues have raised the question of whether AI can effectively disseminate news without embedding bias or inaccuracies in its summaries.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.